Svaya Paramakalyana
Punya
Shravana Kirtana Smarito Bhagavan Adya Devo Narayano Mama Svaya Paramakalyana Punya Shravana Kirtana Smarito Bhagavan Adya Devo Narayano Mama Svaya Paramakalyana Punya Shravana Kirtana Smarito Bhagavan Adya Devo Narayano Mama Parama, supremely. Kalyana, blissful. Punya, very pious. Shravana, hearing. Kirtana, enchanting. About whom? Smarita, brought to memory. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord. Adya, today. Deva, Narayana, Lord Narayan. Mama, my. Translation. Today you have made me remember my Lord, the supremely blissful personality of Godhead, Narayan. The Supreme Lord is so auspicious that whoever hears and chants about him becomes completely pious. Please repeat. Today you have made me remember my Lord.
Today you have made me remember my Lord.
The supremely blissful personality of Godhead Narayana. The Supreme Lord is so auspicious that whoever hears and chants about him becomes completely pious. For a part, I should have brought by this is the 11th canto, so it's by the disciples I should have brought. Srila Jiva Goswami has stated, Narayanas Tadrisha Dharme Madhya Guru Rupa Narayanarshi. The word Narayan in this verse refers to the incarnation of Godhead, Narayan Rishi, who acted as Narada's spiritual master in this Dharma. Srila Jiva Goswami has also pointed out, Smarita Iti Krishno Vasana Veshana Tasyapi Vismaranat. The word Smarita, he is brought back to memory, indicates that because of Narada's absorption in the worship of Krishna, he had forgotten Lord Narayan. In other words, if intense engagement in devotional service makes one sometimes forget the personality of Godhead, by Krishna's arrangement, such a sinful, sincere servitor will again be reminded of the personality of Godhead. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Prasketare Satare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is Narada Muni speaking to Vasudev. And Vasudev inquired from Narada Muni, asked some questions, and by those questions, Narada Muni was reminded of the personality of Godhead. Now, yesterday we were discussing the incredible potency of the holy name, and we'll just read part of the previous verse. The holy name and pure devotional service. And the previous verse was, pure devotional service rendered to the Supreme Lord is spiritually so potent that simply by hearing about such transcendental service, by chanting its glories in response, by meditating on it, by respectfully and faithfully accepting it, or by praising the devotional service of others, even persons who hate the demigods and all other living beings, can immediately be purified. So, this reminds me of the fast times of Srila Prabhupada, that of his devotional service to the Lord. And, you know, hearing so many temples I go to, they're reading Lilamrita. So this is reminding us of the Srila Prabhupada's pastimes and his incredible, potent devotional service when he was with us. And of course, in taking so many interviews with devotees around the world for our project, we've seen also that Srila Prabhupada, his devotional service is ongoing. It's not stopped through so many realizations and observations devotees have had since he left. So this is even persons who hate the demigods and all other living beings can also be purified. So the reason we've fallen, one of the reasons is because we're envious of the Supreme Lord, and so envy is a great obstacle, and that's the reason for hating other living entities, because we're competing with them and we're envious of them for to obtain whatever sense gratification we can in material life. This is the great barrier to pure devotional service, and that is envy of the Supreme Lord and envy of others. Sometimes this word envy is not discussed very much because it has such not very nice connotations. But it's actually everywhere. You can see by person's activities, even they may be act very nicely in social ways, in a social context, still there is an underlying envy in their heart. And that has to be purified. So here it's said that hearing about one's devotional service or devotional service of others and praising that devotional service can purify even the envious persons. So Narada Muni is basically thanking Vasudeva for the opportunity to remember the Lord by his questions. And then it mentions, and it's interesting, the purport. The word Narayan in this verse refers to the incarnation of Godhead Narayan Rishi, who acted as Narada's spiritual master. So I was a little, I looked up actually the further references to Narayan Rishi. I'd like to read a verse from Canto 11, but further on, Chapter 4, Text 7, Text 6, which explains a little more about Narayan Rishi. The translation is, Narayan Rishi, who is perfectly peaceful and is the best of the sages, was born as the son of Dharma and his wife, Murti, the daughter of Daksha. Narayan Rishi taught the devotional service of the Lord, by which material work ceases, and he himself perfectly practiced this knowledge. He is living even today, his lotus feet stirred by the greatest of saintly persons. So the purport is, it is understood that Narayan Rishi spoke transcendental knowledge to great saintly persons such as Narada Muni. On the basis of these teachings, Narada was able to describe Naishkarmyam, or the devotional service of the Lord, which eradicates material work, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.8. Tantram, Satvatam, Achasta, Naishkarmyam, Karmanam, Yataha. The Atma Sarup, or eternal form of the living entity, is devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But our perception of our eternal form is covered by a material concept of life, just as our normal understanding of our life is covered by a dream. Naishkarmyam, or the cessation of material work, is possible only by the devotional service of the Lord, as stated by Narada Muni himself. So many times Srila Prabhupada has described Sanatana Dharma, which is our eternal occupation. And he gives the example, of sugar. If you find a substance, if you're given a substance, it's white and fine granules, but it doesn't taste sweet, that's not sugar. Because the dharma of sugar is its sweetness. So the dharma of the living entity is service. And that service comes in various types in the material world. If someone's saying he's not serving anyone, because we find that a husband is serving the wife, the children, the employee is serving the employer. So many types of service are there in the material world. But if somebody may say that I'm not serving anyone, but actually he's serving himself on a daily basis, just taking care of the body is service in itself. So absolutely no one is exempt from service. It's here in the material world, and it's also there in the spiritual world. And that in the spiritual world, it's called Sanatana Dharma, or the eternal occupation of the living entity, and that is service to the Supreme Lord. So, it is so potent, as we heard from the previous verse, that just hearing about it will purify one, what to speak of practicing it. Actually, I mentioned yesterday also, just there's a verse in a purport in Bhagavad Gita, I forget where it is, but Srila Prabhupada mentions that just appreciating the activities of devotional service, just by appreciating the activities, one gets the same benefit as those engaged in devotional service. So that's a supreme benediction in this age of Kali Yuga, that we're the Lord is so liberal to grant that benediction on those who are appreciating only. This is an interesting passage in the purport. It said, the word Smarita, he is brought back to memory, indicates that because of Narada's absorption in the worship of Krishna, he had forgotten Lord Narayan. In other words, if intense engagement in devotional service makes one sometimes forget the personality of Godhead, by Krishna's arrangement, such a sincere servitor will again be reminded of the personality of Godhead. So this makes me think of the intense service that was being rendered in Los Angeles in producing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17 volumes in 2 months. This was an amazing feat. And I've heard quite a few stories about that. Srila Prabhupada, on the morning walk, ordered his disciples, because the book production was behind, and they said, well, now it's coming up again, Srila Prabhupada, we can produce one book every 1 or 2 months, something like that. And Prabhupada, he stopped and he said, no, you should produce all of them, 17 volumes in 2 months. So that was a shock, but it was done. It was actually it was done. They produced those 17 volumes in 2 months on doing a 24-hour marathon nonstop. But during that time, many devotees were just absorbed in the service and probably forgetting about the goal of such service, probably forgetting Krishna. In fact, one time there was some complaint by a devotee to Prabhupada that I want to give up my service because I can't think of Krishna. But Prabhupada said that service is as good as thinking of Krishna. You should do your duty and continue to do your duty. An example he gave was one of Arjuna on the battlefield, that he was fighting, but the fighting was so intense that he was not always thinking of Krishna. He was absorbed in the fighting totally. So Prabhupada gave he encouraged this devotee to continue his service. And even if one forgets Krishna, in the course of that service, Krishna, as it states here, by Krishna's arrangement, such a sincere servitor will again be reminded of the personality of Godhead. So we should never give up our service thinking that we're not absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, because that service is as good as Krishna. Also, I was in Laguna Beach in 1975 in regards to not forgetting Krishna. There's a story, one devotee came to Srila Prabhupada. He actually did a lot of service. President in New York, and he went to Africa and was preaching. And he was very young. And he came to Laguna Beach and he approached Srila Prabhupada and he said, actually, Srila Prabhupada, I'm trying to forget Krishna. And Prabhupada looked at him and he said, that is not possible. So once one has tasted the just a little bit of a pleasure by service, that's you're unable to forget that. It may seem that you forget it for some time, but on in the long term, impossible. That's where the prophet said. Because really there's nothing else if we, you know, Maya is a very good teacher. And if we try to go out there and get, again and enjoy, it is not very, generally not very successful. Even if we enjoy a little bit, that taste has no taste compared to the taste we get in devotional service. So, are there any questions on this particular verse? Yes.
Regarding the interviews with different devotees throughout the world, do you see that manifesting, you know, that you've made a disciple, Srila Prabhupada has fallen away, and then again, there's still that desire to serve, but they can't somehow or other?
Well, yeah, the amazing thing I find is that the incredible love for Srila Prabhupada, that despite, you know, there may be fall down and all kinds of difficulties in their life, in some disciples, that their remembrance and love for Srila Prabhupada is not diminished a bit. In fact, it's increased, I think, in many cases. And some have expressed desire to be engaged directly again in devotional service. So if that's there just to a tiny extent, that will certainly be, I think, fulfilled in the future. So it's actually very wonderful to have this service, to be able to meet so many devotees and record their remembrances of Srila Prabhupada. And I think, you know, I don't think there's any personality on this planet that in the recent history that has brought so many diverse personalities together. I mean, you know, we wouldn't be in the normal course of social relationships, we wouldn't make friends with probably 95% of our God brothers and sisters. It's just, you know, very different personalities. But Srila Prabhupada was so powerful that he brought us all together and got us to serve together for so many years. So that's quite an amazing feat in itself. So yeah, it's quite a realization to get the association of so many God brothers and God sisters. Yeah.
You're saying at the start of the class, in some temples, they have a reading of Srila Prabhupada's living record. Is that supported by the time class?
No, well, that can be different times in different temples. It's sometimes during prasadam it's read. I know in Chaupati they do that. And sometimes after a Mangal Arti, sometimes there's a short reading. Sometimes, you know, different times.
Do you feel that that's an important part to remember Prabhupada and our daily activities to bring some kind of living
effort? I think it is. Mm-hmm. To remember who started it all, mm-hmm. and how he did it. It's extraordinary.
Sorry, yeah. You said that service between Arjuna and Krishna and Arjuna, the battle of Kurukshetra, was to be fighting. But at the same time, you were told that if you do not really strongly back up our service of knowledge and reading and study, then we are really preparing ourselves for a fall down. It's a case of finding that balance, which is always often very difficult, because the battle of Kurukshetra had a start and had an end. Sometimes busyness has a, it's an ever-going cycle of suffering. And then leaving and studying was put in the back burner.
Yeah, we have to create a balance. We can't ignore anything, and we have to put time aside for reading. Certainly, Srila Prabhupada actually one time said that If we don't read his books, we'll fall down. So I try every day to read something. I usually read Bhagavatam beyond the class. So it's, yeah, a balance is definitely necessary. Prabhupada at one time he said everything is important. Every detail is important. So what to speak of reading every day? Does that answer your question? I mean, in times of emergency, like that Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon, it may be, you know, very difficult. I knew some of the painters would fall asleep on their canvas, on the easel. The next shift would come in, and the person was asleep on the right there on the canvas. There's a story in preparing for the installation of the deities and preparing the temple room at the Bhaktivedanta Manor. There's one story in our DVD series of a devotee who fell asleep on the Vyasasan, painting the Vyasasan. And Srila Prabhupada walked by him for the morning walk. And then he afterwards, Prabhupada passed through, he woke up and was shocked to find out it was morning. And the door was open, and he thought Srila Prabhupada had gone for the walk, and he certainly had. So he asked one devotee, what did Prabhupada do when he saw me? He said, he just laughed and went on. So sometimes during these marathons, we're not able to balance everything. But overall, in the long run, we should have a proper balance.
So one should always try in one's personal endeavor for political protection, for trying to balance, and if there's an imbalance, locate yourself in a situation where there is balance.
Yeah, try to bring it back to a balanced situation. Anything else? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.